Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am Yoshev B'Tzion and for Golan Ben Gabriela and for David Ben Ziva and Elisha Yehuda Ben Ruti and Matan Ben Dvora and Eliezer Chaim ben Esther Siman, Binyamin Sincha ben Adina Minyan, Chayecha ben Fega bas Michal Adiz Basia, Linishmas, Arsal Tachanis, Reb Meir Zev, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayika Charanis, Elisha, Vabas Aminadov, Groysi Mazel Tov, Aaron takes as a wife, Elisheva, the daughter of Aminadov, Ochois Nachshon, she is the sister of Nachshon, the famous Nachshon ben Aminadov. Lo the Isha as a wife, Batela Lo, and she gives birth to him. That's why I love the Torah, you know. Normally, until you find the Shidduch, and then until you get married, and then until she gets pregnant, and then until the 9 months, and then the whole drama around giving birth, and then finally the baby, and that's one, and then Nachamol until Nachamol she gets pregnant. It's a long process. Anyway, in the Torah, you got it in one pasuk. So here you have it in one pasuk. You have the chasana. You have the name of the fetter, the uncle, Nachshon, of the children, the brother-in-law of Aaron. And you have Nadav, Aviyu, Elazar, and Isamar. V'chenu signona katuv be'pasuk chaf. V'yikach amra mesir cheved. Three psukim earlier, Matel Loas Aaron. So we now have to understand Vashtate and Pasuk Chof Hei. Ve'elazer ben Aaron lakach lo mibnos putia loyli isha. Matel Loas Pinchas. And Elazer ben Aaron takes for him from the daughters of Putiel as a wife, and she gave birth to him Pinchas. It doesn't say Vayikach Elazar. It says Vayikach Aaron. Vayikach Amram es Yocheved. It's the oto signon. Aval oto tavnit. But here it says Ve'elazar ben Aaron lokach lo. Not Vayikach. As mutal achshav aleinu ha-mesima. Mutalat ha-mesima. Lahavin ma pesher ha-pasuk hazeh. ואלעזר בן אהרון לקח לו, בניגוד למה שכתוב בפסוקים האחרים, ויקח. מהו השינוי הנובע מהמשמעות וממה שלא נכתב כדלעיל? What's this change? Why is it different? What's the meaning? This is discussed by the Ian Yankiv in Bava Basra 109b, Ayin Sham. And that it says, Mibnos Putiel, was Putiel. So Vashi says, from the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Hainu Mibnos Yosef, Putiel is from the daughters of Yosef. And what about Yosef? Shepitpeit be Yitzra. Yosef was Mifatpeit be Yitzra. In other words, Yosef, he overcame, or he spoke to, he argued with the Fatpet. Today means to blabber on. But the Gemara uses this word in the context of Yosef. Yosef was mefatpet with his Yetzer. He just spoke to it and told it to find a short pier and take a long walk. So that's one putiel, that's one pat. And then also Mibnos Yisrael, Shepitei Magolim L'Avodah Zarah. She was also of the daughters, this wife of the Heiliger Elazar ben Aaron, was also the daughter of the descendant from Yisrael. In other words, we don't know who was from the mother's side, who was from the father's side, but we know that this girl that he took came, on one hand, she was descended from Yosef, and also from Yisrael. Shepitei Magolim Lavoidezara. It's called Pitpei, Pitputiel, because he was Mefate Magolim Lavoidezara. He fattened calves for idolatry. So we have to understand. Yosef was mefat peit his yetzer, and we have yetzer was mefat im agolim lavoy dezare, which is a davar mod shlili. But the fat peit beyetzer is a davar mod chiyuvi, it's very positive. So what? How do we understand this inyan over here? She Yosef besi hamayla v'yisro besi achisaroi. Yosef was the zenith of hamayla, of something positive. And Yisro was b'siach Yisaron. Yisro was the height of the negative, and yet it's included in the same name, Ibnos Putiel. V'ze davar she'tzarich leva'er. Az anachnu be'ezer Hashem tzureinu v'goaleinu ne'elech b'derech oreinu v'rabeinu ma'or einenu l'shmo l'zechot ha'avat nefesh. Hagoyin Agod Reb Dov Zetzal. Bema shekatuv Achot Nachshon, Rashi mevi mimidrash Rabba, v'hu gam b'gemara b'Bava Batra b'daf Kuf Yud Amud Bet. Mimashma she'ne'amar bat Aminadav, eini yodea she'i Achot Nachshon, u'ma tamud lomar Achot Nachshon, l'lamedcha she'hanosei isha tzarich levdok be'acheha. From the mashmos of the fact that it says Bas Aminadav, I don't know that she is the sister of Nachshon. I already know Nachshon is Nachshon ben Aminadav, and she's Elisheva Bas Aminadav, so they're brother and sister. So why does it have to say Achos Nachshon? L'lamedcha comes to teach you that if you marry a woman, you should check out her brothers. Look at her brothers. And the Gemara says that most of the brothers are like the mother's, most children are like the mother's brothers. So, want to marry a girl, look at her brothers. That's the way you see what type of home they have. So we have to understand, why the brothers of the mother Dafka? Why not the father of the mother? Why don't you check out her father? It's also good, no? Why the brothers Dafka? אז נראה לבאר שבוודאי ביסוד התכונות, גם התכונות של אחי האב מאבי האם קעתי. So we can explain possibly as follows, that when we talk about the qualities, even the qualities of the mother's brother come from the mother's father, right? They get the qualities from the parents. However, כל דבר יש לו את זמנו, ואת המצב שבו נמצאים התכונות ופועלים. ונכתו של אבי האם נמצא בזמן אחר ותנים אחרים. You know, the Zayde lives in a different generation. So everything has its time. And then different qualities come out in those times. So the Zayde was living in a different generation. It's really hard to compare. Today was my grandmother's Yurtzeit, Arsal Tachana, Basur Meir Zev. She was Nifter, I believe, 61 years ago. She died very, very young. She was 42 and a half years old. She was an only child to her mother, who was still alive at the time, lived many, many years after Baruch Hashem, my great-grandmother, whom I knew. And my mother was an only child also. So Baruch Hashem, from this only child, have come many, many descendants. But when I think about my grandparents, I only knew my great-grandmother. I didn't know my parents' parents. When I think about them, I think that they came from a different generation. They were all, none of them were native English speakers. I don't even know how much English they spoke, even later. I assume they learned that. I just don't know. But my father's side, they were Yiddish speakers, and my mother's side, Hungarian speakers. It's a different language, different culture, different world. You know, they're living in the My grandparents were born in the. My grandfather was born in 1895. So someone born in 1895, it's a long time ago. It's a different world. So therefore, it's nice to look at the mother's father, but that's a dor acher. Just the brothers of the mother, they're already this door. They're much closer. As Yotir Dimion, that's going to be more, that's where you have to check it out. And that's why they're going to be like the mother's brother, not the mother's father, because the mother's brother also gets her qualities, his qualities from the father, but he's a closer generation, so it's better to examine him, to check him out. And that's why Habanim Hishvu L'Achei Ha'em V'lo La'em Shekan Al HaBefor Shal HaKochot Medubah וזאפי שהכוחות מהאם, מקום מקום זכר אינו דומה בלמייסה של תכונותיו לנקבה. In other words, why the brother of the mother? Why not just check her out, right? The answer is the boy is not going to be like the girl. You know, you're marrying a girl, you're going to have boys with her. The boys aren't going to be like their mother. I'm saying that their men are fundamentally different than women today. That's some circles that's controversial. That was like the big talk for a long time, and now everybody is busy dealing with the war in Israel and the presidential elections and all the other problems that the world is having now. But for a long time, and still today to a certain extent, it's hard for people to accept, but men are very different than women, and women are very different than men. The Gemara says women are ambifnei atzma, their own nation. So the child to be like the mother, the son to be like the mother, certain qualities he could have like the mother. You know, the mother's very artistic. Maybe the son will also be artistic. The mother is musical. Maybe the son will be musical. But in general, male qualities differ from female qualities. And therefore, look at her brothers. And this way, you're going to get the male version of the girl. So that's why you're comparing it dafka to the brother and dafka to the, and not to the father, and to the male and not to the female. According to this, we can say as follows. Kasha is, how did the Pasuk equate Yosef and Yisro kechabechada? Yosef was mefatpeit b'Yisro, and Yisro was mefate magolim lavoy dezara, he fattened calves. Ma kesha. Achein af al pi sha'alem maisa ya rachok ki mimizrach lema'arav mikol makom hatchuna yisoda echad hu. Even though the lemaisa was different, but it was one fundamental tchuna, and that is the lack of making compromises and going adasof, going mamish until the end. Liot kitzoni. Yosef was mamish mefadpeit b'yetzer. Rashi says he was mezalzel b'yitzro. He disdained his yetzer. Kovash oisai, and he captured it. Lo chashav oleklum. He says, you're a nothing, Mr. Yetzer. V'hainu she'ilu haya bo mashu miyetzer hara, lo haya omeid b'nisayon. Yosef would have had a shtikl yetzer, he wouldn't have been omeid b'nisayon. The fact that he was omeid b'nisayon was because his hanhaga was hanhaga of kitzoniyut. He said to the Yetzer, Mamish, you get out of here, man. I'm a, you know, in an extreme way. Chazanish has a beautiful letter about extremism. He said, it's a good thing. You know, you don't want somebody who's not so extreme. I keep Shabbos, but, you know, only 27 out of the 39 melachos. I don't steal, but if I really need to, you know, if it's going to be a lot of money and I don't think I'll get caught, I'll steal. No. You have to be extreme. You're never going to, even under the most, you know, dire of circumstances, unless Allah permits it, but pikuach nefesh. But in general, you're not going to do it. So here also Yosef, and he had very dire circumstances, and he was mezalzel kamuz mefatpeit b'Yitzro. And Yitzro was also extreme. He was very mechubed. He was mefatim agalam avay dezara. He was so dovik b'avay dezara. He wanted to make sure he did the job himself to feed the calves for avay dezara. And he didn't want to do mitzvah bo yoser mebishlucho. Yisro didn't even want to give it to anybody else. So he didn't care what people thought. He wanted to be Aduk b'avodah zarah. He wanted to be completely immersed in his avodah zarah. And that's why she takes in pasuk. Ve'elazar, in other words, and elazar lakach benigud. In other words, it's contrasting. If we just said vayikach, so it's the same lashon as we said before. But they were vayikach, and in contrast that, and elazar, it's something he was different. He took, in contrast to what it says by Aaron, shalai dezev atel lo kenachshon elazar shalakach benos pesiel haita tchunat. B'no lo keachot imo, ela keavi imo, dahainu keputiel shu Yosef. So that's the contrast. Earlier on, it was like the qualities of the children are like the mother's brother, but here Taka like the grandfather, like Putiel. Kaavi imo, right? He takes a woman, and she's descended from Yosef. So now they're going to get the qualities of Yosef. And that's this Putiel, being mefatpet b'yitzro. And going ad asof to make sure that he does the right thing. Pinchas also had this kanos, this muchlatut, shirak ratzon Hashem kayam. So Pinchas lot chashev b'klum. He didn't care. Lo asa cheshbonot. He knew it was the right thing to kill Zimri and Cosby, and he didn't care that Zimri was a chashev and nasi mi Yisrael, and he didn't care what nobody else was doing it. He just did it. In the shvatim were mevazehim, risem puti ben puti, shapiti magolam avoy dezara harag nasi. No, he didn't care. They're making fun of him. They're saying, "Hey, look at your grandfather was. You're descended from Korah, from Yisrael was Ovid Avodah Zarah. Now you think you're a big shot. You're killing the Nasim Yisrael." And they're telling him that you're only doing it because of that. That's your midah. You have this midah of Yisrael. It's Avodah Zarah. Think it's not positive. Yisrael used this midah of Kanos for the negative. You're also using it for the negative. Gemara says about Levi, Kanoi ben Kanoi, Meshiv Chema ben Chema. Right? He's Kanoi, the son of a Kanoi. Levi was also a Kanoi. And he was Meshiv Chema. And Shevet Levi at the Eikel was also Meshiv Chema. Here the Meshiv Chem is referring to Aaron, who alleviated the wrath of Hashem during the plague after Korach. Akol Panim, it's really coming from a good place, what Pinchas did. And that's why it says in the Gemara, the Pasuk was Miyachis him to Aaron HaKohen, because of the Tov, because of Aaron, Hoiv Shalom, Rodiv Shalom, not because of the Rav Yisrael. So in other words, the lemaisa, you're right, he's from Korach, he's from Yisro, on one hand, Yosef on the other, but the lemaisa, he was like Yosef, that it was used for the positive. And therefore, Pinchas was mekanei kinas Hashem tzvakos. That's why it says, Elazar wasn't like Aaron. Aaron, you have to look at Nachshon to see what his kids are going to look like. But when it comes to Pinchas, there you have to look at Yosef, Mibnos Putiel, that he's going to use his meat of kanaus for the good. And then Vayolad as Pinchas. Pinchas was born, he was like his avos, not like the achi imo. So now we understand the difference in the pasuk. The pasuk says, Vayikach Aaron es Elisheva, Vayikach Aaron es Yocheved. And here it says, but in contrast to that, Elazar ben Aaron, he did differently. He took from Benos Putiel because the children followed Yosef HaTzadik, the great-grandfather, as opposed to the brother of the mother. Okay, so that's Mahalach and the Psukim. And this, obviously, loads more to talk about, so please stay tuned, and I thank you for listening, Shalom.